your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two of USAprepares.com. Dr. Judy Woods with us, and we're going to talk about where did the towers go? 9/11. Where did the towers go? You can go to our website, wheredidthetowersgo.com. You can go to usapreparers.com, page one. Top post on the website is a post that says, Where Did the Towers Go? By senior usapreparers.com instructor Dr. Judy Wood. And if you're interested in finding out more information out about the textbook that we're using in this class, and we have been using this textbook for the last six broadcasts, this is broadcast number seven, and it's titled, Where Did the Towers Go? Evidence of Directed Free Energy Technology on 9/11 by Dr. Judy Wood, BS, MS, PhD. The book is 500 pages in length. It is an encyclopedia of the event, the evidence. Where did the towers go? Welcome, Dr. Judy Wood.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Wood, you know, we are up to page 132 in your book. And, you know, you have coined this term, dustification. You don't use pulverization. You don't use other terms because they are not appropriate to what happened to the book. So I think we're starting with dustification. So where shall we begin? We're talking about 9/11. The towers, class, the towers turned to dust. And if you look in her book, if you look at the images, you will see that this white, it may look like smoke, but it's not. It's dust. It is dust going into the air. It is dust going on the city streets. It is dust all over the area. So let's talk about that, Dr. Judy Wood.
And it's ankle deep. We've talked about how there wasn't enough seismic impact, and this has a lot to do with it because this part of the building doesn't make a thud when it hits. It kind of floats down like snow. And you're right about the word dustification. And I stated in my book, according to Merriam-Webster, pulverized means, crushing, beating, or grinding. Well, that isn't what happened. If you see a steel beam flying through the air and it turns into dust as it's flying through the air in mid-flight, that's not beating or grinding. Beating or grinding is kinetic energy, and there isn't an indication of kinetic energy. It's also not vaporization. Vaporization implies high heat. There's no evidence of that. So we need a new word. It's a new process. And so dustification, I think it's pretty clear what that means. Building was turned to dust, mostly turned to dust. There's a song written by a British singer-songwriter, Charlie Pound. It's about the towers. It says, where the towers go, away with the breeze that blows. How much steel did they find? Could have been shipped in time. I don't know. I haven't seen the receipts. But it doesn't make sense to me. I think it's quite, on target there. A lot of people talk about the steel was immediately shipped off to China. What, in the first 30 seconds? Because as soon as the dust cloud cleared, it was missing. And, where'd it go? I haven't seen the receipts. If it was shipped off to China, show me, who carted it off to China by noon on 9/11. I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm saying, I haven't seen any evidence of it whatsoever. especially since the building's done. Maybe they named it to China. But you need to give me evidence of that, because it sure wasn't there.
Dr. Wood, when I look at things on the farm, and these are very simple things. If I'm going to build something, one of the things that I think about is how much material is it going to take? How long will that material last? And then what happens later if I have to take this building down? Let's say I'm going to build a barn. And I look at, do I want to build short walls out of concrete that will raise the plate off, the wooden plate off the ground so the building will last longer? Do I want to stick treated posts directly into the ground and have them last maybe 30 years and then have to tear down the barn and rebuild it? Do I want to build the barn with steel? You know, I look at those things, and then I also look at the tear down and how long it will last and when I might have to tear it down and what a mess it would make. And I look at the cost-benefit analysis. And then when you look at New York City, property is sold by the square inch. And if you look at...
Exactly, or square millimeter. It's a very high price neighborhood.
Yeah. So when a building, and I've seen buildings that are so close that if you had to, you might be able to slip a piece of paper between two different buildings. You know, the measurement of ownership of property is that precise. Well, the problem then becomes when these buildings are obsolete or when they're no longer usable, no longer cost effective, and they have to take them down. How actually can they do that without damaging the neighborhood, the buildings nearby, the structures nearby? And if you look at it, this was actually brilliant because it didn't do a lot of damage to the neighboring buildings. But under traditional technologies, Dr. Wood, wouldn't you see a bigger mess created by...
Oh, it would have destroyed all lower Manhattan. Either that, if you're going to take it down with a wrecking ball, that's kinetic energy, it makes a mess, yeah. Pieces fall over an adjacent building. You could not control it that well in this area. And you can't, burn it up. That doesn't work with steel structures. The only thing that you could do is deconstruct it, unless you can dustify it. Now, Bankers Trust, the 40-story building that was across the street from Tower 2, they ended up deconstructing that building, just unbuilding it, taking it apart.
Mm-hmm.
And it cost, I don't know how many times, multiple times more than it cost to build it, it took to deconstruct it.
So the point I guess I'm trying to make is, if you really want to take one of those things down, isn't this about the least, assuming that you take out of the equation the loss of life, but let's say you wanted to plan this and you wanted to make it safe for as many people as possible. Isn't this probably the best way to take that building down?
It's the easiest way. It's probably, somewhat the cheapest way. But it'd be nice if they, warned everybody not to come to work that day and take home all their valuable belongings that they, want to keep and, but don't want to say goodbye to. it is no conventional way to take the building down in one day.
Mm-hmm.
That could be done. I know a lot of folks like to say, well, they have this building code that they have to build bombs in the buildings and have a takedown plan. No, that's ridiculous. Why would they build buildings with bombs in them?
Right.
That's a target for any kind of terrorist, homegrown or otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or somebody leans on the button. Whoops, boss, sorry, I leaned on the wrong button. Sorry about your building.
So where do you... Where
you don't
do you,
want to have...
Where would you like to start today?
Well, just right there with the steel ship to China. That's a story people are told. People keep asking questions until they're given an answer. They don't really pay attention if that answer makes sense or not. And a lot of people are told there's this rumor that steel was shipped to China, or steel beams were shipped to China. Well, maybe two beams were, so they could say beams plural and not be, dishonest. But how much steel could be shipped to China? And by noon on 9/11, because we saw most of it gone, you know, there's very, very little left on the ground. If you look at in the bottom page 133, it's a series of these core columns that are remaining after the building goes away. Just a few seconds delay, and then they turn dust too, right in front of your eyes.
Class, let me explain what this picture looks like. There's a series of five pictures, and off in the distance you see what appears to be steel beams still in the air with very little concrete around them. Seconds later, you see some haze. You see what looks like the beams disappearing and literally turning to dust, steel beams. And then you see the dust falling down toward the ground. So you see beams.
The silhouette of the outline of what had been there.
Right, right. But what you don't see any flames. You don't see any red glowing beams. You just see kind of what looks like a dust cloud in the shape of what the beams, where the beams used to be. Literally. Literally, that's what you see.
And you don't see it buckling or bending over.
No,
and something you realize, you know, these are part of the core columns, and I kind of think these are right above stairwell B, which survived right, you know, the third and fourth floor down below. Mm-hmm. And they're very robust columns. Because you can see little floors in there. This might be the stairwell or something. But these are very sturdy columns. The floors were constructed, they're bolted between the inner columns and the outer columns. They're supposedly stripped away. They pulled away from these columns, these inner columns, yet the inner columns are still standing. That shows us that those inner columns are very robust and strong and rigid. And they're standing. You see where Building 7 is? This tower is way above Building 7. Building 7 is a 47-story building. And, you know, using that as a scale, it's approximately a 70-story, you know, column sticking up there. Now, that takes a whole lot of strength for a column to do that. Oh, I hear a break coming up. Oh, it wasn't a break? I thought I heard a break coming in.
Yeah, we're in a break, Dr. Judy Wood. Where did the towers go? Page 1, USAPrepares.com, top post. Please click on it.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Wow, class, I can't believe it. I've got some good news. Actually, the good news is maybe the stopping of bad news. In New York City, the airport is going to stop slaughtering snowy owls. And what was happening is they were using shotguns. They're in New York City at the airport. They were killing snowy owls, these magnificent birds, because they were a threat to commerce, threat to revenue. So they were killing these birds. We posted along with other people on the website what New York was doing. And wow. By this morning, they decided maybe we shouldn't kill the owls. Good. Good. So thank you for all of you out there who have posted and called New York City based on the various posts across the country about the slaughtering of animals in New York City. Dr. Judy Woods with us. We're talking about 9/11. We're talking about dustification in class. Seriously. If you look at the evidence, you're not going to see much debris at the base of the World Trade Towers. You're not going to see the concrete, the steel, the toilets, the filing cabinets, the glass, the aluminum window trim. You're not going to see the desks. It's not there. It's not there. The building turned to dust, and as hard as it is to believe it, all you have to do is look in this book. Where did the towers go? Picture after picture after picture. Photographic evidence that the towers turned to dust. Now, how many of you have a wood stove? How many wood stoves have you seen that have brick linings? How many fireplaces do you know that have brick linings? Okay. Have you had a fire so hot that it would destroy your fireplace or the brick linings of a wood stove? Do you think diesel fuel or jet fuel would get so hot as to turn the building to dust? Really? Come on. Impossible. Dr. Judy Wood, please continue.
Even in a wood stove, you have to clean it out. You have to shovel out the left, you know, the remains that didn't burn up.
Right.
You know, wood doesn't burn up to zero. Even
right.
if you had a fire, but didn't go, but still, you'd have more stuff left.
Absolutely.
Now, back to this photo on page 133 of this, you know, sometimes referred to as the spire. It's not the antenna. These are core columns that had the floors ripped away from them or dustified away from them. And then they, just a few seconds later, they themselves turned to dust, right on camera. Many of my detractors will say, well, they fell over. Well, which way did they fall? The picture from the north, if you don't see it falling sideways, that means it falls south. But a picture from the west, you know, did it fall eastward? Or you don't see it tipping over. Okay, maybe somebody carved a 700-foot hole in the ground, dropped the thing down. But you still have this issue with the dust. Now, that's a far stretch. But you still have the issue with the dust that needs to be explained. If the floors were ripped away from those columns, cleanly ripped away from them, where's the dust coming from? You know, my detractors will say the dust settled on it. Well, you can see in this series of pictures that there's no haze of dust settling around a vertical column. Why would a vertical column have dust settling on it? And then they say, well, the dust was so fine it hung in the air after the columns tipped over. Well, if the dust is so fine it hangs in the air, how did it settle on the columns? You can't have it both ways. If the dust settled on the vertical columns and the thing fell over and left the dust hanging in the air because the dust is so fine, it couldn't have settled on the columns instantly because you have blue sky all around those columns. And in videos, you can see that the building peels away like a banana, you know, peeling away from those columns, and then the columns turn to dust. And even in this series of photos, you can see the dust clouds changing. You know, the one you can see it's just part of the same event. It wasn't like hours later. This is like maybe 3 seconds later. So there's no question these columns turned to dust right before us.
Yes. Class, there's photographic evidence. Unless you believe these photos are photoshopped, there's photographic evidence. And if you remember what you saw on television, this all makes sense. It all fits. Dr. Judy Wood and I will be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, if you're interested in the truth, as we at USA Prepares are, you might want to consider purchasing a copy of the same book that I have in front of me, Where Did the Towers Go? And if you go to page one of USA Prepares, there's a post. You can click on that post. And if you'd like to go to Dr. Judy Wood's website, you can click the link. It'll take you right there. And let me just say this. It's a great present for someone who's interested in the truth. It's an eye-opener. It's a coffee table book. It's something that you're going to want to keep in your family, and you're going to want to protect it, and you're going to want to care for it. and you will treasure it. I do. And I just also need to say that there's no further information at this time about the transformer explosion at Arkansas Nuclear One power plant about 125 miles south of Springfield, Missouri. So I don't have any more information about that. We reported that in hour number one. And I want to thank our USAPrepares.com instructor, Joey. Joey sends me a lot of news tips and information. Joey, thank you so much for being with us at USAPrepares.com and helping get the word out. And Dr. Wood, when I was a little younger, I was a volunteer fireman. And when I was a fireman, I'd like to share this. You know those hats that firemen wear? They have the long bill going backwards. Well, the reason that bill is so long in the back of the fireman's helmet is so that when water lands on your head, it actually goes down your back outside your fire protection clothing. So the water doesn't go down your back,
your collar,
inside the jacket. And the fire hoses have a spray nozzle to spray your face. And you can adjust it so that when you're holding that fire hose, the nozzle will allow you to direct a spray of mist at your face to protect you from getting burned. Now, in this book, next few pages, I'm looking at people walking around. Firemen don't have their helmets on. They have dust masks on. And people, just observers, like a block away from this, have short sleeves on. Now, I remember that when I was putting out fires as a volunteer fireman, one thing you forget is fires are hot. I mean hot. They will burn your eyebrows, your hair, the hair on your arms, your knuckles. They're hot. Dr. Wood, I don't see anybody concerned about the heat a block away. Nobody. They're in short sleeves.
And you can see from their body language, they just come out of their hiding place. You know, the building came apart and they, you know, ran for cover. Now they've come out and you can see this hole in the sky. There's no building there.
Right.
And from their body language, you know, a guy has his arms at his side, kind of leaning forward. Another one has his arms folded. Another one, hands on the hips, just looking like, where'd the building go? And they're in the intersection of West Street and VC Street, right next to the Verizon building, between the Verizon building and Building 6. And, mm-hmm. you know, right in front of them should be Tower 1,
right.
The North Tower. You see unburned paper. If it's hot, why isn't the paper burned? You see, you know, a couple pieces of aluminum cladding, but that's it. And just before that photo was taken, there's a video of the building coming apart and stuff falling down towards that intersection, turning to dust as it falls, and we can see it's not there. It didn't land. Here it tells me they shipped to China already. Now these guys just came out of their hiding places.
Dr. Wood, the internet has pictures of Hiroshima that, you know, we bombed Hiroshima with an atomic bomb. We scorched the earth. Everything was set on fire that would burn everything. And that is not the case here. So it's not a nuclear explosion, because where's the fire?
Where's the you know, Geiger counters? They're going off the chart, not Geiger counters, ionizing radiation. It wasn't measured. Either, but there's this picture on page 139 of these steel columns falling through the air, trailing thick dust. And to help understand how much dust, it's opaque. It blocked out 100% of the sunlight for a few minutes. You know, down below, the firefighters, they couldn't see their hand in front of their face. It was just total blackout. And then, you know, they're glad some cars look like they went into spontaneous combustion because that gave them some light. But without that, they had no light whatsoever. And that's a lot of dust. Think about how much dust is coming off those columns. And I like to give people this idea, you know, this mental exercise. Imagine you're going to impersonate one of those columns. You know, you cover yourself with dust and jump off the building. Down below, people look up, they wouldn't see that dust. They'd be blown off you instantly. Okay, so you're going to grab some bags of flour and heave the flour out as you're going down. You run out of flour too fast. And pretty soon you realize those steel columns must be turning to dust, effervescing sort of. It's frothing up into dust as they're going down. And, you know, as it turns out, there's nothing much left at the bottom. You know, what else is that coming off? That isn't like a dirty windowsill. That's a tremendous amount of dust. And then you start looking at pictures like on page 141 of other columns. There's when Tower 2 came apart, there were some big chunks of wheat checks. I called wheat checks after a photographer called them that. They look like wheat checks. They're the prefab units of three columns wide, three stories tall, that the towers are made out of. And there's, you know, sections of these prefab units that are coming down. And you see, before they cross over the top of Building 3, higher up, is a picture. And then as they get lower, there's another picture. And you see they've come apart. So what is taking them apart between those two images? You know, there's now columns missing. And you look, and they're actually disintegrating as they fall. And you look at some other wheat checks that are further down, and they almost look like wet paper mache. They're just very, loose and like jello. And they have jets of dust coming off of them. And then you look at what's left, just about nothing except dust. The corner of Building 3, the first or second story, just like this little section of the south end of Building 3 is all that's left of Building 3. The rest is just gone. I bet you a lot of listeners didn't realize that. Building 3 is a 22-story building. That's like a skyscraper in most small towns. A huge building. It went away without being really noticed. And the picture on 142 was taken, you know, that afternoon.
Dr. Woods, in Springfield, Missouri, we don't even have a 22-story building. And,
it would be a skyscraper if you had one.
Yes. And seriously, class, as you look at these pictures, and I know it's difficult to do without the book in front of you. So I suggest that if you can, get a copy of this book. And we're doing at least 10 more of these broadcasts. I don't even know if we can finish it in 10. But you'll be able to do turn by page by page. And by the way, where else can you get a college course in what happened, as you're getting right now, what happened to the towers? Dr. Wood, you're absolutely right.
About what happened, but the value of looking at the evidence yourself and thinking for yourself instead of memorizing a list of talking points that are fed to you by, you know, mm-hmm. somebody somewhere, mm-hmm. but to realize that you yourself can understand this.
And that is really, truly is the value of what we're doing. Okay, Dr. Wood, what's next?
Well, just looking on page 143, you know, right after the towers came apart, you see the pedestrian bridge.
Yes.
That's, you know, it's just up on the second story where this, you know, the first story is where the traffic goes underneath. So you know that the debris doesn't even cover one story. You know, it's just right down there at ground level.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we're saying. We're saying is the building came down. There's a measuring stick, which is the pedestrian bridge, which is just, you know, so cars can go under this little covered bridge between buildings. And the level of the debris is lower than the bottom of this pedestrian bridge that cars and trucks and buses can go under. So we don't even have 20 feet of debris for a 1,000-foot tower.
That's right. And if you look over at WTC2, you know those large areas you can spot where the lobby level is?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, because the three columns above go into one column below, so one every 10 feet instead of three every 10 feet up above. And you can see the transition zone there. So that's the lobby right there. And the picture on page 145 is an interesting one. But with this, you can see, looking at this picture, the WTC2 is gone, and only WTC1 is standing. And imagine if you're, you know, south of there, there's so much dust and fumes above, it's blocking out most of the sunlight. So it's going to be pretty dark down there. But notice we can see the tops of buildings 5 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
If you look down that street, that's VC Street we're looking down, just to the left of the tower that's standing, the tops of those buildings look like they're intact. So that tells, we know later they had holes in them, big holes. So that tells us that WTC2 did not leave holes in those buildings, the destruction of WTC2. They came later, which is incredible because it's only, you know, about 200 feet away is where Tower 2 was. So it's pretty amazing.
Dr. Judy Wood now will be right back. Class, you really need to see some of these pictures. Absolutely stunning. Stunning. Not much debris. How can that be? We'll be right back.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my
when you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Judy Woods with us. Dr. Wood, if we can digress for just a couple, maybe a minute. I did a search on 9/11 images during the commercial break, and I looked at, I've got on a screen in front of me, the images of the Pentagon. Now, okay, so if we had an airplane crash into the World Trade Center towers, and we had on the same day an airplane crash into the Pentagon, I'm looking at an image of the Pentagon. It looks like about a 100-foot-wide section has been damaged, but the damage is completely different. The damage to the Pentagon...
It isn't really that different. It really isn't that different. If you once you study the WTC complex, you start seeing a whole lot of similarities.
Well, what I see I see debris. I see concrete debris. I see roof that about a third.
Okay, let's think about the roof. You know, when it did fall in at first, the roof was up on top, and then I think it's about 30 minutes or so after the event, the roof on the left side dropped down. Notice how far that roof on the left is from the ground. How many stories should there be in between those?
Well, you're right there, because it looks like it's about the height, maybe 10 feet, 8 feet.
Oh, yeah, or at best. And notice that the windows adjacent to that weren't broken.
That's correct. But I do see some glass remaining in the debris, and I do see scorched, adjacent to, it looks like there was a fire there. But I don't see the dust.
Right. Well, it was going up. But first, before you jump to that and try to solve it, first you have to digest all of what happened at the World Trade Center, and then it becomes really easy.
Well, let's continue, because I was looking at these pictures, and I thought, wow, one building totally went away, and the other, it's a little different.
There's another similarity, unburned paper. Right at the edge of that, the Pentagon, the edge of that slice, again, it's a vertical slice, there's this podium. It looks like a wooden stool, big podium with it looks like an unabridged dictionary on it. Not a single cinch page on it. And right on the edge of that slice, like, an inch from the edge. So it's a bunch of questions there. Okay, page 147.
All right.
And the image at the top of that page is the same one I put on the bookmark because it's so shocking. You look at that image, those of the WTC prefix were destroyed, but not much of anything else. Yeah, you have scuff marks or, a puncture wound here and there on other buildings.
Yes.
But think about how much volume was there. And I did a simple comparison. You see the 41-story Bankers Trust?
I do, right in the picture.
It's 182 feet by 182 feet. It's like a mini tower, sort of. But the volume of that multiplied by 7 is equivalent to what the towers were. So take that Bankers Trust, make 7 more of them, jumble them up, and drop them in that void in the middle. No, it's not there. The material isn't there. So the towers
were... Dr. Judy Wood, what you're saying is the volume of material that should be on the ground is not there.
Correct. And you see stuff basically at ground level in that picture.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that the buildings surrounding that complex are pretty much intact. And building 7 went missing. The post office right across the street from it didn't even get hit with stuff. Nothing that required any, major repairs.
Class, we're talking about dustification. And we've got many more broadcast hours with Dr. Judy Wood to teach us what really happened. With our eyes, we can see this. Dr. Judy Wood, thanks so much for being with us. Class, if you'd like to buy the book, you can go to the website, wheredidthetowersgo.com, or drjudywood.com, drjudywood.com, or go to usaprepares.com, page 1. Post is right there. It'll take you right to our website. Dr. Wood, thank you so much for being with us today.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your leaf's gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list. They're checking them twice. They're gonna make up rules, but not all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because...
They see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to privacycase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.